My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And I need all the antibodies I can get. Cause,
antibodies.
Yeah.
Little conditioner.
Yeah. the antibacterial.
Trust me, I am not passing judgment because it's tough, man.
Yeah. And look, to be honest with you, could I have taken more showers? Sure.
I could have bathed.
To me, I just kind of wait until the end of the day.
Yeah.
And to make sure, because you never know if I'm going to have to be up on a ladder somewhere or doing whatever. And so, yeah, I just generally, the last 3 days we've been at my sister-in-law's house.
Mm-hmm.
So shower power, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been the whole thing. But even then, it's like, I just want to go to bed.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to jump in the shower, let the water hit me, cool off. Bing, I'm out of there. I want to hit the couch.
Well, that's one of the things we wanted to hit. Obviously, we're getting into Texans training camp starts this week, baby. And the Astros at the All-Star break. We'll get right into that. But
damn, 3 days, man.
Three days. I wanted to bring this up, especially with you here and all our listeners. It's pretty sad that we have to do this again.
Yeah.
Today, 1 week after, like the hurricane was coming in right now a week ago.
That's right.
And 1 week after, it's pretty sad that we still have to do this. But let's do a barrel check. Because first with you, I want to get your story on how this has been, because it's amazing. You're in the Northeast, which is really taking it hard.
Yeah.
And still doesn't have power in a lot. And I saw one thing this morning. Hey, there's down to 350,000 people without power. That's 350,000 homes.
Yeah.
That's 350,000 homes. That is not, I mean, yes, thank you. And thank you to the guys on the front lines that are doing it. It's not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a lot. That's third world stuff, man, after a week.
Yeah, well, and it's important, too, because, when you're giving these updates, you kind of, I missed my words a little bit last week when I was doing these updates on the regular with Seth. I was doing this, the 6 to 10, and somebody had texted, and it's like, hey, man, it's not people, it's homes. And I'm like, yes, I know, you're right.
Yeah.
It's just easy to kind of just let that go. But, yes, you're 100% right. I had this, you know what? Moment last night, I'm on the couch and I'm realizing like I can get on the internet a little bit.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, it'll be there, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of looking at all these Facebook posts like, hey, this is what Centerpoint said, da da da, or hey, they're hanging up on people or they're not responding to my calls.
Yeah.
Da da da. I was like, I'm gonna just try this.
Yeah.
So I called, waited on hold for about 20 some odd minutes, and this is 9:30 at night.
Jesus.
I hung up with this damn woman at 9:54. I marked it. Because I figured we'd talk about it this morning. Needless to say, long story short, I found out that what's today, the 15th, my area is not scheduled to get power until the
19th. The 19th.
The freaking 19th, dude.
Think about that.
Like, it is
why
insane.
Why are we here?
And I've been hearing like, oh, but part of like a nested area, without power. I'm like, BS.
Yeah, I don't
care. You drive down Westlake. Yeah. That is a huge ass nest.
Yeah.
Like, people in Summer Lake Ranch don't have power. People in Summerwood still don't have power. People, I don't even know what Kingwood looks like.
It's bad. My wife has been off because of the school year. She's a school director up there, but she went in today. just to kind of start getting stuff ready for the school year and all that stuff. She says it is miserable.
Yeah.
It is depressing driving around Kingwood. I mean, it's ridiculous. And here's one thing I wanted to mention. We'll get back into this in the noon hour. We want to give everybody a barrel check. 713-572-4610. If you have any stories, et cetera, feel free to text us also on YouTube and Twitch. Yeah, that is up. But I saw this. So in 2008, when Ike hit.
Yeah.
And all this discussion about infrastructure and grids and all that started happening. My family was in Walden and Lake Houston at the time, and we were without power for 11 days. It was incredibly bad, incredibly bad. But at the time, people were saying, we got to fix this. We got to fix this. We're going to change the grid. We're going to change this. Leadership, blah, blah, blah. Dude, 16 years later, they're saying,
still an issue.
They're saying that power restoration right now is going at a slower clip than after Ike. Let me repeat that. Slower. It is power restoration is going at a slower clip now after Beryl than 16 years ago when they said they were going to fix it.
That's incredible. That's incredible. It's just the billions, the billions of dollars that these companies are making year in and year out. Like, how much of that is actually devoted to research and how to improve the system?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you've been much more privy to the information that's flowing since the hurricane.
Yeah.
Internet's been sketch. Hell, I can't even make phone calls sometimes. It's just been the towers, I guess, inundated with people trying to just contact people. So I've gotten information few and far between. And so I'm not going to come here and speak irresponsibly about something that I don't know. I can just tell you I'm frustrated like thousands and thousands of other people are in that I do want answers. Eventually, I need answers. When this thing returns to whatever normal is, whatever the new normal is going to be, I need those people at CenterPoint, the higher ups, like Jason Wells. Is that executive vice president?
CEO,
right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that this is completely accurate, but I heard some things that he was saying and doing on a camera over the course of this weekend that were just absolutely asinine.
Yeah.
And so, when you're put in a position of power, you're going to have to answer the tough questions. And I would just like for once for you to forget about the damn camera, forget about the damn microphone, and be a freaking human being and be honest with people. I mean, it's ridiculous. And God love this man, but it's ridiculous that I need a mattress salesman to be the most transparent and honest person that we have in this city, the most giving and loyal person. Shout out Mattress Mac. The guy's a badass. But I expect that from my CEOs of billion-dollar companies, CenterPoint, billion-dollar companies, NRG. Like, let's help the people that make you great and rich out every once in a while.
It's like someone said last week, I'm tired of being Houston strong. Why don't we just get it done right? You know, we shouldn't have to. Let me ask you this very serious question, and 713-572-4610 if you are still without power. I'm asking this with the backdrop of my daughter was, I want to say, 14 or 15 years old in 08 when Ike happened.
Yeah.
All right. To this day, and what I'm getting at is emotional scars, maybe just, triggers or whatever. She freaks out when power goes out, even if it's just like a blackout for 3 or 4 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it leaves marks. How are you guys holding up?
I mean, you know, that is a real thing. You know, the trigger, if you've got anxiety problems, you know, stuff like that. So I can absolutely relate to that, not personally, but people in my family that do deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very real. So my wife actually reminded me about Ike in 2008 the other day. She goes, you do realize that we were without power for 10 days during Ike.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I didn't remember. It's like, you experience it, you deal with it, and then you move on. Like, I've just never been able to, like, think of old storms. The one that I do remember was actually the year before that when we had, was it Rita? We had Rita.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Katrina, New Orleans, and then we had Rita.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that because I had gotten so intimidated by that storm, given where my old house was located, that I was living with my grandfather, who was 88, 89 years old at the time and has since passed away. But I said, all right, we got to go. We packed up the whole house, put everything up, locked everything up, and we bolted down 45. And honestly, I never went that fast in my car with my grandfather before. I mean, I guarantee I was going 90, 95 down an empty feeder road on 45.
I got to I-10 in Voss. We sat there for 3 hours, and my grandfather had to go to the bathroom, and he peed on the side of, like, HCC over there, I-10 in Beltway. And then at that point in time, I was like, we're not going anywhere. You know, he'll dehydrate. Like, he'll be in serious trouble if I continue down this road.
Yeah.
And so I ended up calling my buddy. We ended up staying in Siena Plantation for the entirety of the storm. They lost power for like 30 seconds.
Oh, man.
Got like maybe a drizzle.
Yeah.
And a little bit of wind, and it was nothing.
Yeah.
We ended up going back to the house. Everything was fine. That's the one thing that I remember because it was such a significant event in my life, trying to take care of my grandfather. But 08 and all these other storms, I don't know the names of. It's just you get through it and you move on.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you this right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have learned a hard lesson. Because I know now not to trust a damn soul.
Exactly.
I'm going to buy my ass a generator.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy my ass a window unit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stock up on gas like 2 weeks before you think there's a storm that's going to come or it may not come or it may hit 800 miles south of where it actually does. Like, I'm buying all this stuff now because I have to. I've been trained to not trust anybody with any authority.
Nor should you. Yeah. Nor should any of us.
Yeah.
It's And that's what I'm talking about right here. You know, the trust factor is zero at this point, and it does leave marks. Those are the things that people in power, whether it's at Centerpoint or the leadership that have been dragging its feet for damn near 16, 17 years now, that they need to realize. And you are 100% right. It shouldn't come down to, as much as it's appreciated, the private sector. You know, Mattress Mac bringing some light to this. And kicking some butts, you know.
Sure,
it's just.
I love having heroes in my community. I mean, I think that is important. I think when people have the opportunity, the wherewithal, the means, the resources to rise above and help the community the way that Mattress Mac and so many other, business owners and philanthropists do, that's fantastic. That's a story, and I love to talk about that. I love to recognize those people, but. At some point in time, the companies, the individuals that are responsible for making billions of dollars for said company and millions upon millions themselves, like, you know what? Be a hero.
Yeah.
Like, you step up and be that guy. Like, I don't want to learn, you know, Jason Wells and, you know, whatever other slap name, you know, when they're making an ass of themselves in front of a camera. That's not the point in time in which I want to know your name, and that's not the point in time in which you should want us to know your name.
Yeah. Like,
what is your legacy? It should be more about, you know, the size of your bank account, and make your legacy about, you know what? That 1 year when we had that storm and bleep went sideways, we did the right thing.
Yeah.
We helped people. We didn't stand, you know, or stand pat and sit on our hands and refuse to let linesmen go to work because we can't agree with their parent company on a contract or payment.
Yeah.
Like, let's get this thing going, man, and help the people now, and we'll worry about the payment later.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Last thing, and then we'll get into the Astros. Hey, man, it's happening. It's the All-Star break.
Yeah.
And things are happening. But I found out last week that the Yucatan Peninsula, when Beryl hit, nowhere on the Yucatan Peninsula was power lost more than 3 days.
That's incredible.
Mexico.
Yeah.
Say what you will.
Just go ahead and just rub that right in there.
Say what you will. 3 days.
Yeah.
It's the most.
That's... What do we
can't do
now?
It in the energy capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, energy capital of the world, still going in some cases, like you and 350,000 others. Mexico got it all back in 3 days.
And look, I am not woe is me. Yeah. I know there are people in this city that are far more worse off than the situation that we've had to go through. I mean, it's just, I tell my wife, it's like, hey, man, you just get through it. I mean, you know, you don't sit around, you don't complain about it. You just got to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, I do fencing on the side.
Yeah.
You know this.
Yeah.
And I've taken little old me has taken about 30 bids since the storm. So I've done 30 bids and I stressed myself out to the point in which I'm thinking like, I'm going to do all these jobs.
Yeah.
I'm just taking the bids.
Yeah.
I haven't committed anything. Nobody's committed to me. I've just taken the bids. I had to kind of sit down, calm down, mm-hmm. relax, because I put myself in people's situations like their fence is down. They need it back up yesterday.
Yeah.
And so I was just stressing myself out. Well, come to find out, like, once I decompressed, I said, mm-hmm. you know what? I got a couple panels that need repairing at my house.
Yeah.
And I go home yesterday. I open the front door. Mm-hmm. I've got an ant problem.
Oh, God.
I got ant beds living in my gutter system. They're crawling in the house, into the front door. And so I dealt with that.
Yeah.
Once that was remedied, I said, okay, my wife's taking a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Kiddo's playing, you know, in the house. And, you know, he likes to help me with the fence. I'll have him come out and help me with the fence.
Yeah.
Got everything ready. I got all my tools out there. I had one battery that I knew it, like, subconsciously. Yeah. This is how, like, chaotic things are.
Yeah.
I was like, I got one battery. I put it in my drill, and I'd put screws in my fence instead mm-hmm. of nails. So for this reason, I could just go pop those screws out, take the panels off. I bought the new stuff, could put it back on, no problem. No lie, dude. I put my damn drill in that first screw, and it goes,
and
I said, son of a, I don't have any power. I can't charge my batteries. You know, it's like, what the hell was I thinking? I spent an hour at Home Depot getting all these supplies and talking to people and this, that, and the other thing, and I get home for this? Seriously? And it's like,
that's a womp womp.
Yeah. And then I'm thinking, like, well, not only can I not do my stuff,
can't do anyone.
How the hell was I going to help people? Like, what if somebody said, yeah, come on over, start today?
Oh, well.
Okay. Be there at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, that's fun time.
Extension cords with near neighbors don't even have power. Yeah. So,
no. And then, and if my neighbors did have power and mm-hmm. I was actually able to go help them, like, I've transitioned all of my tools from, you know, electrical, you know, not dealing with the wires, to all battery power.
Yeah.
So there's your big womp womp. Fantastic, man.
Good Lord.
713-572-4610 is the number that you can use to join us. You could call, you could text. Love to hear from you. We've got the YouTube stream up and working, Twitch as well. You can join the chats there. Watch us. We'd appreciate you. And again, there's obviously updates, unfortunately, still to give you. We will do that as we see fit, if there actually is any update from a positive standpoint of view or even negative. I'm sure, John, that there's areas around town that are still helping people with, like, food and water and ice and things like that if you do need it. And so as we learn that information, we'll pass it along to you.
Yeah,
as
and
well.
Of course, you can go to sportsradio610.com. All that information on everything from cooling centers to what you just talked about is on sportsradio610.com.
But shout out to B Scott too for handling up on that website. Like, that guy has been busy beyond belief the last week or so, doing different shows early in the morning, midday, like, and then still taking care of the website for us. So props to him.
One other thing on this, you know, more people are getting power. Obviously 350,000 homes is not a small number, but it is happening. It will happen. The July 19th thing, hopefully that is something that is going to be, you know, quicker than that.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it's pretty sad that that this is where we are. It's pretty sad that we have to have this discussion today.
Yeah. And look, I wasn't looking forward to coming here.
But we needed to, because there's so many people in your boat.
Sure. And it is important to vent. And I'm blessed enough to where, and you are, we all are as well, here at 610. We've got a microphone and we can share, you know, our thoughts, our feelings and frustrations with you and give you the opportunity to do the same thing. But at some point in time, when you just tell me that, hey, you know, in other parts of the world, this is just not a thing, man. It's 3 days. It's 2 days. Whatever the case.
Same hurricane.
Yeah, and we're going on a week, and I get it. 2008, this is 2024.
Yeah.
This is the energy capital of the world, Houston, Texas, and we're dealing with this garbage.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the people that are in far worse situations. You see how desperate people are.
Yeah.
When, what was it, last Thursday, mm-hmm. I think it was, Ocho had texted in the show, and he'd said, hey, Bajani, up by us, he lives up by me too.
Yeah.
He said, hey, that Kroger, Bun B's going to be out there with Trill Burger, and he's going to be giving away food for 3 hours or until they run out, from 8 to 11 it was, whatever it was. I think it was Thursday or Friday. I said, that's badass, man.
Yeah.
I'm driving home after the show. John, it had to be 1,000 people.
I'm sure.
I mean, and maybe more coming.
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah,
there's like
drive by it all
five
the
different entrances into that massive complex of shopping centers, stacked,
coming in from everywhere,
just stacked, and the lot was full. I mean, you'd think the freaking like Drake or somebody's performing, like Bun B's having a concert, like something big's going on. Dudes flipping burgers and passing them out to people. This is what we were looking at, like, in that area.
Yeah.
It is weird. Like, I just got a text. It's like, damn, Sean, we live in a nice area. And it's like, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
But it is not a small nest of, of a power outage. It is an entire area. Like, that is the entire Lake Houston area. It's a big freaking lake.
Yeah.
That portion of town, and I told you this, like, coming into work even every day last week and again today, it is a completely different world from downtown west.
Oh, no, it absolutely is.
East, it is, holy crap, what are we doing here, man? Insane. He's John Lopez, Sean Bajani. Yeah, we'll talk sports. In fact, coming up next, we've got some storylines regarding Texans training camp. You know what they are. They're out there. Which questions could carry this team to the top of the AFC if it's answered? We'll discuss next. It's Sports Radio 610. You're in the loop.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.